Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring today's episode. Do you struggle on a day-to-day basis with staying happy and finding the drive to achieve your goals? As someone who has struggled for years with anxiety and depression, I understand how much of a fight it can be every day. That's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp assesses your personal needs and matches you with one of their licensed professional therapists. You can start communicating within 48 hours of registration, and it's not a crisis line or self-help. It's real, professional therapy done from the comfort of your own space. BetterHelp has a network of 20,000-plus therapists that are available to clients worldwide. You can log in and send a message to your therapist at any time and get timely and thoughtful responses. And you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you'll never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room again. Because let's be real, therapy is intimidating enough. It should be as comfortable as possible. BetterHelp is also committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so it's super easy to change therapists if you need to. BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional therapy, especially since financial aid is available, because BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. To get started on a path to a happier life, visit betterhelp.com/unitherapy. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. There's also a special offer for UniTherapy listeners. If you guys use the link betterhelp.com/unitherapy to register, you'll get 10% off your first month. Again, that's better, HELP.com/unitherapy. Start healing your mental health today. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. Welcome to UniTherapy, the Happy People podcast. Or in more realistic terms, the mental health podcast for young adults, where we talk about everything mental health related, and we have the conversations that no one wants to have because they're uncomfortable. So welcome to the community. I'm so glad you're here, and let's hop right in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to UniTherapy, your mental health podcast. Before I do anything, I would like to say it's currently storming outside, so if you can hear the occasional thunder and or rain pouring down, I apologize. I'll listen back if it's too bad. We're going to re-record, but we'll see. If you are new here, hi, my name is Emily. I am the host of this podcast, and I'm here to help you through all of your mental health ups and downs. Quick disclaimer that I have to do at the start of each episode is that I am not a licensed professional. In no way. I am just as lost as you might feel when it comes to navigating mental health. But that's why I'm here, so we can work through it together. If you're not new here, thank you so much for continuing to come back and support me and listen to the episodes and be a part of this family. I love each and every one of you with my entire heart, and it just warms me in every single way knowing that we are creating a little community here. So thank you so much. If you are new here, we start each episode with what I like to call my life breakdown, which is where I just kind of loop you guys in on what's been going on since we last talked, and kind of just use it as my little place to vent about anything. So if you would like to share your life breakdown with me, tell me what's going on, say hey. If you want advice, if you want someone to just listen, if you want to be best friends, please feel free to message me on Instagram. I have both my personal Instagram and the Instagram for the podcast linked in the description of the episode, as well as the description of the podcast. So there are multiple places you can find that, and I answer every message. I love hearing from you guys. It actually makes my entire life when you guys message me. It gets me so excited, and I love talking to you all. So please feel free to do that. So we're just gonna hop right into the life breakdown, and I feel that to start off this life breakdown, we need to address the elephant in the room, unfortunately. And that being that Roe v. Wade was overturned on Friday. I did address this on my Instagram. I wanted to address it here as well. If you need someone to talk to about all of this, if you are feeling helpless in this, if you are feeling terrified, if you are feeling violated, please, please message me. I am here for anyone who needs to talk about it. I am just as livid as you are, trust me. I am absolutely fuming. I am terrified. I have gone through all the emotions, it feels like, from sobbing to screaming to just feeling hateful. So if you need someone to talk about it, please, please, please talk to me about it. Please also, you know, try to be proactive with the situation. Go to protests, contact your senators, do everything that you can. If you have the ability to donate to any of, I know a lot of people who have large platforms have been, you know, posting where you can donate to like Planned Parenthood, to other abortion funds, things like that. Please, please donate to those if you are able to, and just have conversations. Just, I feel like education and just talking is such a huge part of activism. So, you know, just have the conversations, have the difficult conversations. And I feel like this is definitely one of the more difficult conversations to have, I think, but I think it's such an important one. And I don't want to sound horrible on this. I really don't, because I am absolutely someone who believes when it comes to political stances, there's a lot that you can agree to disagree on, and you can still have relationships with people in your life if you have different political stances. However, something like this, our bodies are not a political stance. It's not a political thing. It's just like every human rights issue, it should not be a political thing, because it should have never even been an issue in the first place, if that makes sense. Like things like whether or not we have control over our own bodies, things like whether or not we're treated differently because we are part of the LGBTQ+ community, because of the color of our skin, because of our gender, things like that should not be a political issue, because we should all, I feel like, be able to agree that all humans get respected and get treated equally. However, that seems to be something that not everyone wants to agree on, and things that people want to turn into a political stance and into a political issue when it has no standing to be a political issue. Because whether or not I want to have a baby, that should not be a political issue. So I hate to be, you know, that person that's like, if you are, you know, think that any of this is okay, like I'm gonna be angry with that. But like, this is something that is not a political issue. This is basic human rights. So that infuriates me a lot, and I know it infuriates so many people. And you know, it's just, if you are feeling so angry and so helpless and just lost on all of this, please, please contact me and let's talk. Let's have a heart to heart, because I know a lot of people are going to be needing support. And I also please be mindful of what's going to come next, and make sure that you are watching, and, you know, because I know that pretty much everyone knows this at that point, but they're trying to come for contraception. They are trying to have a contraceptive ban. They're also trying to attack same-sex relationships and same-sex marriage next as well. So we need to really be careful and really, I can't even say what to do now, because I'm just so lost as to why they would, those are even things that they would go after next. It doesn't make any sense in my brain, but apparently it does in theirs. So That's a bunch of bullshit, and I'm not even gonna sugarcoat it. Like, I'm pissed off. I'm really fucking mad, and it just irks me. And as a bisexual woman too, like, the fact that this shit is even in question, that same-sex relationships and marriage is even in question again of whether or not it should be legal, and the fact that abortion is now banned on a federal level doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't make sense to me at all. And yeah, so I'm mad about that. And I just, you know, I feel like that's something. It's such a big thing that's going on right now. There's absolutely no way to ignore it. So I wasn't going to sit here and pretend like everything's fine and everything's dandy and happy and great when it's not. Because that would just be ignorant, I think. So I had to talk about that. I'm very mad. Yeah. So, whew, it's not a great time at the moment, but we will get through it together, and I am here for anyone that needs it. 'Cause trust me, I am feeling just as scared as the rest of you are, to the point where it's like, I'm 20 years old and do want children in the future. However, it's gotten to the point where I'm like, I just want to go get my tubes tied, because I can't even fathom what would happen if I were to get pregnant at this point. Because at this point, I don't want a kid. I'm not financially steady enough to raise a child. Mentally, I'm not at a place where I could raise a child. And physically, like, my body doesn't, the thought of carrying a child for 9 months and then going through labor, I just can't right now. So, like, it's that there's so much fear right now and uncertainty that it's like, yeah, no, I would get my tubes tied right now. I would absolutely get my tubes tied right now. And then in the future, if I wanted children, I would adopt. Because let's be real, the foster system, foster homes are overflowing. They're overcrowded. With this ban in place, it's just gonna get worse. So absolutely, I would much rather get my tubes tied now and adopt in the future than anything. Like, that's where my mind is right now. Yeah, it's scary. So let's not pretend that nothing's going on and that everything is still fine and happy, because it's not. Because this is kind of a shit show right now. And it's horrible. So yeah. I'm so sorry if you are someone that is affected by this ban, if you are someone that is going to be affected by the bans, unfortunately, that might be coming up. My heart goes out to you, and I'm sending all the love and the kindness, and I hope you guys are showing not only each other love and kindness, but yourselves, because this is definitely a time where you need to show yourself love. Like, if there is any time to start showing yourself love, it would be now. So please, if you are someone that is affected by the Roe v. Wade overturn, please take care of yourselves. And I'm so sorry, and my heart is with all of you, and I encourage you to get loud and to be angry about this. Have conversations. If you are a white, straight male, I just, please be kind to those in your life that are affected by this. Please listen to what we are saying and try to understand what we are going through. Try to be try to be a part of the solution and not a problem. If you are comfortable enough getting a vasectomy, maybe look into that because those are reversible and that would really help. That's all I'm going to say. But just please be kind to everyone and please, please just show love and understanding and listen. If a person that is affected by this is telling you how terrified they are, how this is a problem, the problems that are going to come in the near future, if they are talking to you about this stuff, don't be a dick about it, okay? Listen and try to understand, because this is not something to take lightly. Please, please try to sit and listen and understand and empathize. Don't just brush it off and be like, oh, well, just, you know, close your legs. Just be, you know, smarter about sex. Just don't have sex. You know, like, it's comments like that that piss me off. Because I don't even have the energy to, like, get into why that pisses me off. But it pisses me off. And I feel like everyone that is also pissed off by it understands why. But, like, you know what? No, I'm going to get into it. A, the double standard on men and women when it comes to having sex pisses me off, because for men, it is an act that is meant for pleasure and fun. For women, it is only for reproductive purposes. Why is it not something that should also be pleasurable for women? For people with vaginas, why can't we also just have sex to just enjoy sex? Like, that pisses me off. Why is, for us, it's only to reproduce? That's a bunch of bullshit. And while I understand, yes, half the time for women and for people with vaginas, sex is not enjoyable because the other person doesn't know what the fuck they're doing, but when done right, sex can be pleasurable for those with vaginas. So please fuck off when you tell someone that, oh, well, if you don't want this to affect you, just don't have sex. Just close your legs. No, because that's not fair to us. But also, I hope you know, so many people that are affected by this are now not going to have sex with you. So this does in fact affect you too. So, but that just because the fact, like, we should not, it just irks me for so many reasons. And, like, when people are like, oh, well, like, they were irresponsible if they got pregnant. Not necessarily. There are multiple cases where, you know, they've been on birth control. Their condom was used and shit just happens and it didn't work and they got pregnant. Life happens. Contraceptives do not work 100% of the time. They never have. And so you can take all the precautions and still get pregnant. So, you know, it wasn't somebody wasn't being irresponsible. Somebody wasn't just, oh, they were dumb. That happens. Rape happens. Incest happens. Ectopic pregnancies happen. Miscarriages that won't leave the body happen. Fallopian tube pregnancies happen. The answer to all of those things is an abortion. I got my period in the fifth grade. I was able to start getting pregnant at the age of 11 years old. If I had somehow gotten pregnant by some circumstance, the fact is, if this ban had been in place, I would have had to carry a baby to term and given birth at 11 years old. That's fucked up. So just all of this is fucked up, but I'm going to stop venting about it now, but please just don't be a dick about the situation. Try to be proactive about it. Try to listen, give love to yourselves, give love to others that are affected by this, and just we're going to get this through this together, and I am here to talk to, and I will stop venting about it now, but yeah. So let's get into the better part of my life breakdown. Well, I guess not really bad. I had a really bad date last night, guys. All right. Ooh. Ooh, the amount of red flags that went up. Okay, here's the thing. I've never really been on a date, like off a first date, and there were immediate red flags. Like usually it'll be like a couple dates in, oh, and maybe some very subtle red flags pop up. No, this one was like immediate and bright red flags popped up. And it was, there was like three or four, and I was just like, whoa. It was horrible. I was just baffled. I was absolutely baffled. And it was really funny because so we were sitting in like a booth, right? And then there was a booth behind us. And it was the way that we were seating was that there was another couple that sat in behind us, and I could see I could make eye contact with the girl in that couple. And it was funny because the date that I went on, he was very loud. He was very loud, like his voice just carried. And so like the people behind us could hear what he was saying. And there were multiple times when this girl and I just made eye contact, and the look she was giving me was like, girl, run, run. And I was like, oh, I'm trying. And it was just, oh, it was horrible. But on the positive side of that, I did get a free meal. So we love to see that. And on the more positive side of that, I had a really good date on Wednesday, last Wednesday. So, bonus points for me. It was really good. I don't think he's going to listen to this. We've talked about that. I have a podcast, but he doesn't know what it's called or have any link to it. So, I think we're safe right now. But it was a really good date. He's very sweet. He's very... On Friday when Roe v. Wade happened and everything, he fully let me vent about it and was just being the most empathetic, adoring person ever. And I was just like, if you want to get someone, that's how you get them, is you act like this. Because he was just like, I'm so sorry. And he was just as pissed off. And we were both venting about it. And it was just amazing. So shout out to him. He was great. So yeah, so that was really good. That person's great. Love that. And that, if you're a man, like, that's how you should be reacting to all of this. That's all I'm gonna say. Also, I had one of my male friends who, he's in school here, but he lives, like, his family and everything lives in California. And he texted me and was like, hey, if you ever need an abortion, like, you can come and get it here and stay with me and my family, and like, we will drive you and everything. And so I'm like, that is how you react to this if you are a man. Like, that is how you do this. And that was amazing. So like, that response, and then the guy that I went on a date with, his response, I'm like, these are the men that we want in our lives. And that was amazing. So big shout out to you two. And that was great. But yeah. So the date was really good on Wednesday. It was really cute too. We got food and like went to a park and like watched the sunset over the lake. It was quite romantic. It was very cute. So yeah, so that was good. That's what's been going on in life. Yeah, the next kind of life thing that I wanted to like kind of inform you guys on kind of leads into this whole episode. So the last episode that I did a life breakdown in, because we haven't done one in a hot second because the last two episodes have been with guests. And when I have guests on, I don't do the life breakdown thing because I like to just get right into the questions and everything. Also, another big shout out to the last two guests that we had on. Both of them were amazing, and I hope you guys liked those episodes and learned so much from them, because I know I did. So another huge shout out to them. But so we haven't had a life breakdown in a while. So the last life breakdown that I shared with you guys, I was talking about how like career wise there was a lot of opportunities and I was super busy working and just everything was kind of going great. So fast forward 2 weeks later, things have kind of, we've kind of hit a plateau, if you will, and things have kind of just come to a standstill because I had two parts that I was in the running for. I had two roles I was in the running for, didn't end up getting either of those. And it was one of those unfortunate things where they were like telling me like, oh, you're so talented. You were great. We absolutely loved your performance. But it was just kind of one of those nitpicky. If you're in this industry, you understand that casting directors are super nitpicky, and it's like down to very, very specific things that you might not get a role. It's not because you're not talented, it's just because for some reason, something of your performance or of what you look like or of the inflection of your voice or something just didn't necessarily scratch their brain in the right part to fit you into this role. So that's the really sucky thing, is that there's a lot of rejection in this industry. So I didn't get either of those roles that I was up in the running for the last time we talked, which sucked. I had a good cry about it. Then I realized, I was like, it happens. It happens still to like big names. They don't get roles. That's okay. It is okay. It happens, and it's going to happen. And unfortunately, we've kind of hit a plateau now, because I didn't get those two. And then there just hasn't been any good roles that I've seen and I'm like, yeah, I want to apply and audition for that. Like, there just hasn't been much, which sucks. So it kind of doesn't really give me an opportunity to audition for anything. And so we're kind of just stuck at like a, well, there's not much I can do right now. However, I will say I did get contacted by a director that I have worked with previously, and she is working on a different film and has suggested me for one of the roles. So she was like, come to the meeting that we're having for that on. So I'm going to a meeting for that on Saturday. So I'm actually really excited for that. So we do have a little bit of opportunity peeking through. But for the main part, like, we're kind of stuck at this very, very just slow plateau that I'm just feeling very, I don't know, gross in. Because, like, I feel whenever I get in these plateaus where nothing's happening, I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do now? So that we're going to use to segue into the episode. And because we are talking about progress today and how it is not linear. And I feel like this is such a big thing that people need a reminder on all the time, is that progress is not linear. And this, I feel like what I just talked about is a great example, because I had it where I was like, oh yeah, opportunities and working and everything was going up and up and up and it was great. And then, oh, just kidding. That kind of sucked. We got backtracked a little. We kind of got kicked slightly, and it didn't feel great. So that's what's going to happen in life. Anytime that you are trying to meet goals or you're just overall progressing in life, it's not going to be 100% meeting goals and moving forward all of the time. That's just not how it works. Life isn't that kind. You're going to have things that kind of backtrack you, and you're going to fall off the wagon, and you're going to make mistakes, and shit's going to happen, and you know, you're going to have plateaus where it's not necessarily great stuff happening, but not necessarily super shitty stuff happening, and it kind of just is at a standstill, and you feel really stuck, and it's just nothing's happening. That's going to happen in life. That's how life goes. And I feel like that's something that everyone really, really needs to remember, because I feel like all this time when we're working towards goals or careers or an education or whatever you're working towards, when you have something that sets you back, you kind of, you just get very put into a slump, if you will, and you're like, oh, well, that sucks. I failed. Might as well just kind of abort that one and like abort that mission and just start on something new. I feel like that's how I want to be a lot of the time. Trust me, after I didn't get these two roles, I was like, well, done with this career option. I should probably go to school now and figure out something else to do with my life. And then I was like, Emily, no. You have been going at this for literally a singular year. And something that my mom keeps telling me with this career, she's like, Emily, stay in it for at least how long it would take you to get a college degree. So like at least 4 or 5 years, you know? I'm like, okay, I can do that. And I've only been at it for 1 year. And I think it's these things where we are in something for not even very long, but it just, due to whatever reason, it feels a lot longer. We've been working really hard. And then when you think you fail at something, you're like, oh, well, time to give up on that. I can't do this anymore. And, like, I think that we all kind of end up in that mindset because we think progress is linear and we think, oh, if we fail and we get kind of, you know, backtracked, then there's no coming back from that, you know, and that's, you're done because you failed the one time in this whatever lane you're in for progressing towards whatever goal you're progressing towards. You're in this lane, you get backtracked on it, and you're like, oh, failed. Can't do that anymore because I failed and it was, why would I keep going and trying to progress further? I think failures are best to look at as not roadblocks, but stepping stones, if you will. So this one time that you failed is not a roadblock, does not cut you off from the rest of the path that you're moving down. It's not, it's a stepping stone. And here's how I'm going to put it into words. It's like you're crossing like a lake, right? That like the lake is this overall goal that you have to cross, or this overall like obstacle that you have to cross to get to the other side of the lake, right? And there's little obstacles all over the lake that you have to figure out how to get around, how to get over, how to, you know, all these little different, almost little mini games within the big game, you know, of how you're going to get over or through or past or whatever to get to the next one, to meet the next goal, to meet the next whatever. And because I feel like these big goals that we have in life are made up of all these littler goals. There we go. That all kind of help build to the one big goal, right? And so those little goals are all those little stepping stones and obstacles and just things that you have to get through to get to the goal. And so if you mess up on one of those obstacles, it's not like, oh, you're booted back to the entire beginning and you fail. It's or you just like die completely and oh, you lose the game. It's you're just set back a little bit just to that whatever obstacle was before it. And you just gotta figure out a different approach to whatever the next one. Because, like, you're like, oh, well, this way, the first time that I did it didn't work out. So I now have to kind of brainstorm and regroup and figure out a new way. So don't look at failures in your progress as failures as, oh, well, I'm done. I can't do this. Because progress is not linear. So it's never just going to be a straight up 100% yay, meeting all my goals and just accomplishing the whole world and being perfect and everything. That's not how life is. That is not how life is. And that's not how progress is, because it's not linear, because you're going to have, you know, setbacks and you're going to fall and you're going to stumble and then you're going to jump way ahead and then, oh, well, you're going to get pushed back a little. And it's just how life works. It's all up and down, all over the place. Nothing's ever guaranteed. Nothing is ever guaranteed. I feel like that is something. I feel like I need that, like, that set as my alarm every morning just to remind me of, like, nothing is ever guaranteed in life except the fact that you are going to die. Literally, that's the only guarantee you have in life. That and the fact that you have to do taxes as an adult. But I feel like those are the only things that are like, oh, 100%, yes, for sure, that are going to happen in life. Other than that, you have no idea what's going to happen. You have no idea what's planned. You have no idea what, you know, the next door that you open up, what could be behind it. So don't get disheartened just because you stumble a little bit, just because your progress isn't linear, because progress is not linear and it's okay. And it doesn't mean that you're failing. It doesn't mean that you suck at what you're trying to do. It just means that that's life and you are a human being and life is hard, and meeting goals and accomplishing things is hard. It really is, and it's okay, and you're doing okay, and you are doing amazing, and you are doing wonderful, and I love you so, so much. I'm in a very lovey mood today, and I just want to give all of you hugs. Like, oh my God, if I could just meet all of you in person and just give each and every one of you a hug and like a cookie. Or if you don't like cookies, we can figure something else. If you're gluten-free or vegan or whatever, like, whatever. I will cater to your needs. Anyway, it's also really rainy out, and I just get into really weird moods when it storms, so I apologize if that comes across, but I love each and every one of you so, so, so much. Next, Okay. This is kind of like a little bit of a different topic that I wanted to touch on, but I feel like it also kind of correlates a little bit. It matches. Hold on. I'm trying to look up something. Okay. Sorry. I got a little distracted. So I feel like this next topic kind of, it ties into the progress is not linear, because it kind of is about growth and being human as well. So I recently heard the song that just came out, You Might Not Like Her by Maddie Zam. And if you have not heard that song yet, oh my gosh. First of all, you will sob. You will sob. I made the mistake of listening to it in the car for the first time, and I was just like driving and just sobbing. And I'm like, I pulled up to a stoplight in the car next to me, and he was like, the guy looked at me and was like, you good? I was like, no. But it is such a powerful song, and truthfully a song that's gonna save lives, if I'm being completely honest. It is beautiful. If you haven't heard it, it's all about growing up and becoming a different person than you were when you were little, and growing out of the beliefs that you were raised in, and the mannerisms that you were raised with, and just kind of growing up and becoming an adult and becoming, you know, your own person, and getting your own mindset and your own opinions on everything, and how that's not necessarily the best thing all the time, and it's hard, and you now might not, little you might not love who big you has turned out to be, but that's okay, because little you had a different view on the world, and it's incredible. It's a really powerful song, so please just listen to it if you haven't yet. But I feel like it's such a powerful message that I think everyone really needs to hear, is that it is okay to grow up. Because I feel like, especially if you were raised with a mindset that you are, I don't know how to explain this. If you were raised with more of a negative mindset, if you were raised with a very religious mindset, it is hard to accept growing up and becoming an adult and doing adult things. But it is okay to grow up and change and become someone different than who you originally thought you might turn out to be. It is okay. That's what's supposed to happen. You are not supposed to be the same person your entire life. Because if you're the same person your entire life, you're not growing, you're not learning, you're not bettering yourself in any way. Because I think there's such a beauty in growing up and educating yourself and getting your own ideas and your own opinions and just your own everything. There's such a beauty in it. And when you grow up and you educate yourself and you kind of round yourself out more as a human being, and it's such a beautiful thing. So don't be afraid to grow up, and you know, maybe your parents might not necessarily like who you're growing up to be, but that doesn't matter. As long as you like you, that is all that matters. And I think it's hard if you were raised with a toxic mindset. And trust me, if you were, I feel you. I was actually talking to my mom about this the other week. I have no concept of time. But we were out and we were having fun at this music thing, and we were drinking and we were smoking and we were just chilling, and it was really fun. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, if Dad saw this, he'd lose his marbles. He'd be so mad, right? And then I kind of just got into this mindset of like, I was raised, not from my mom, shout out to my mom. My mom's the best. She's an angel. But my dad, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, but this is the truth, and it hurts to hear. So that's your problem. My dad raised me to, in the mindset of, Oh, you see that person who has tattoos? They're a bad person. Don't affiliate with them. Oh, you see that person that's drinking? Bad person. Don't affiliate with them. You see that person that's smoking? Bad person. They're a criminal. Don't affiliate with them. Any person that was not this pure, holy, all innocent, good Catholic image was a bad person. I also grew up with my dad. We would be out in public, and a lot of times he'd be like, he'd see these, you know, he'd see women with colored hair, with tattoos, with a lot of piercings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I swear it was every single goddamn time. Every single time he would see one of these women, he'd be, oh, they'd be so much prettier if they just had their natural hair. Oh, they'd be so much prettier without the piercings. Oh, they'd be so much prettier without the tattoos. And I was always really confused because I was like, well, I think they're beautiful. And I think, look how cool their hair is. Look how cool their tattoo is. Look at their piercings. They're so cool. Look, it's an expression of who they are and their personality. And I think that's great. So I was always really confused. I was like, well, I don't get it. But I wasn't going to question my dad because my dad was, you know, I had the rose-colored glasses on and he was great. And I was like, well, if he says they'd be prettier without that, well, then they'd be prettier without it. And that just... So those mindsets were ones that I grew up with. So then growing up and finding what I like to do, finding my own hobbies, it was very much any time that I did something that I knew he wouldn't like, I was like just riddled with guilt. Absolutely riddled with guilt. Got a tattoo. I was like, oh shit, I feel like a horrible person. I'm gonna, I'm a bad person. First time I drank and like got like properly drunk, I had a breakdown. I sobbed for the whole night because I was like, I'm such a bad person. Such a bad person. The first time I ever did anything remotely sexual, oh my God, breakdown, because I was like, I'm such a bad person. I didn't, this is premarital making out. And I was like, oh God, I can't. This is horrible. I'm such a bad person. It's just like when you grow up getting told that, your mindset as an adult is completely skewed and just so fucked up because you feel bad about being an adult and doing adult things. So if you are someone who was raised like that and you now have guilt anytime you try to be an adult, I am so sorry. I empathize with you 100% because that's exactly how I am and exactly what I'm, you know, going through right now. And I think... that's why it's so important to realize that it is okay to grow up and it is okay to change your mindset, to change your beliefs, to become your own person and not just the person that you were originally raised to be. Because who your parents raised you to be and who you discover as an adult, when you find yourself, when you find what you really like to do, when you find what brings you joy, those are two different people. Because we are not our parents. We are not our parents' beliefs. And we're not kids anymore. We're adults. And you're going to be different as an adult than you were as a child. And that's okay. That's exactly what's supposed to happen. You're supposed to grow up. And it's okay if you do. It is absolutely okay if you do. And if you're someone that... Well, little me would have been like, oh, she would never, she'd be appalled. Guess what? That's okay. Little me would be appalled at me too, if we're being completely honest. And that's okay. Because you're supposed to grow. You're supposed to grow. Just like when you are working towards goals and your progress in life, you're supposed to grow and stumble and learn things. And fail and feel hurt and anger and sadness along with the happiness and pride and an exhilarating feeling that it can feel to accomplish things and to grow up and to become your own person. It's all going to be these mixed emotions all the time. And that's the beauty of life. And so, yeah, it's okay to be who you want to be. It's okay to grow up. It's okay to stumble. It's okay to to get set back. It's okay to be you. It's okay. It's okay. And that's something that you need to remember, is that it is okay that your progress is not linear. It is okay that you are growing up and becoming your own person and doing things that maybe your younger self wouldn't be proud of, or that your dad or your mom might not be proud of. It doesn't matter about what anyone thinks. It doesn't matter about what anyone thinks of what you do. It doesn't matter what anyone thinks about what you're working towards and your goals and where you're at with your goals. Because that is all stuff that is personal to you and your own journey. No one else gets a say in it. No one else. It is your life. It is who you are. It is your goals. And you are absolutely killing it. And you're okay. You're absolutely okay. You are right where you're meant to be. And you are so loved. And if you haven't heard that yet today, I love you so, 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 so much. Literally with my whole heart. I can't even express how much I love each and every single one of you. And be kind to yourself. Be kind to others. Show yourself love. Show others love. Don't let anyone tell you what you can do with your body. Don't let anyone tell you who you can love, who you can be. Whoever you are, whoever you choose to love, whatever you choose to do in life, unless it is murder or being a horrible human being, whatever you choose to do in life is okay. It's amazing. It is your own decision. It is your own life. It is your own journey. You're okay. You're okay. You're doing amazing. You are loved. So, 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 so loved. I'm so proud of you. I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day or evening or morning or whenever it is that you are listening to this. I love you so, 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 so much. And I will talk to you in the next episode.